This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2-2 hit on the ground towards third base. That is a fair ball over the bag and off Muncy's glove down the line. Machado will come in to score. Campusano ends up at second base, and the Padres now lead 4-0 in the top of the first inning.
Max Muncy sucks. Oh, God. You're going to play that over and over again now?
I think it's been put in rotation.
Oh, boy. Well, after the way he played today, it's pretty accurate. That did go for a double, although Muncy boxed up at least four plays today, two errors and two other misplays. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris, Padres over the Dodgers 15-11. Going to talk a lot about the Padres on the program today. Thanks again to John Nolan. I know a lot of you enjoy that out there following the young players and the up-and-comers for the Padres organization. That is not my cup of tea necessarily. As you know, I feel prospects are prospects. You know, I like to see what they can do when they get here. Jackson Merrill, pretty impressive today, though.
Yeah.
Hit the ball hard again. Hit one off the top of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
2 for 5. Got his first two big league hits. Congratulations to Jackson Merrill there. On the NCAA tournament scoreboard, 4-10 remaining. 11 seed Oregon, 74. 6 seed South Carolina, 61. Oregon trying to finish off the win for the Pac-12. The other game in progress right now, 15 minutes left. Nevada out of the Mountain West has a 42-29 lead over Dayton. The Wolfpack turned that around with a 16-0 run to close the first half.
It's not good for me.
Yes, right. You had Dayton going quite far in your bracket. But, you know, you took a shot. I respect you. I respect you taking a shot. I mean, it's easy to pick the top seed or the 1 or 2 seed in every bracket. Anybody can do that. But you took a shot on Dayton. Right now, it's not working out. Huh?
I'm hoping that they can do something
here. We'll see. The Nevada's one of the better Mountain West Conference teams. I think they have really, in Keenan Blackshear, I think they have a future NBA guy. Or real close to an NBA guy. He's tough to stop. He impressed me in the game games against the Aztecs this year. All right, Aztecs don't play till tomorrow, and they'll take on UAB. We'll take a closer look at that game a little bit later in the program. One last thing on the brackets. There are 6 games that have gone final so far. Scraby, your record, 5-1. Pretty good.
Whoa, that is pretty good.
Chrisello, your record, 5-1. Pretty
okay,
good.
Okay, wow.
Loriello, 6-0.
Oh, my goodness.
My wife is uncanny
it
at
really
picking
is.
This stuff.
Fantasy football,
it's
fantasy
unbelievable.
Whatever,
March She's 6-0. She had Duquesne over BYU today.
How did she come to that? Because not many people, you know.
She's related to me. She probably doesn't like BYU either.
Okay.
So there you have that.
It all comes back to
it
BYU.
It all comes around to BYU, yes. All right, we have some bets we made, and we got to talk about some of these stories in the betting world that are going on right now. So let's get to today's Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I want to repeat that. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly.
Evidently, that message is not getting through to the rest of the world right now.
No, the rest of the... And this is... You know, I can't remember who tweeted this last night. It may have even been Dallas Braden, because Dallas Braden was on one, on a good one last night.
Yeah, he's rolling on this Ohtani thing.
I just think that it's going to get worse before it gets better. And gambling is an addiction. So you're pretty much like with alcohol. They don't sell alcohol after a certain time to keep people from driving home drunk. Gambling,
they don't have those restrictions on gambling.
As dangerous.
They don't have those restrictions on gambling. You can bet as much as you want, even money you don't have.
That's
why a lot of people are in trouble. And Shohei Ohtani might be the next guy in trouble.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
We're going to get into that in the next segment. It's so confusing, and it changes like the wind.
It does.
Every 20 minutes, there's a new story about the Shohei Ohtani gambling and his the $4.5 million. And how it got wired from Ohtani's account to a bookmaking operation. And Ohtani's interpreter, we'll get into that a little bit more. We're also a little later going to get into this Cleveland Cavaliers story. Their head coach, J.B. Bickerstaff, says that he's been harassed by mobsters / gambling people that are trying to get him to throw games.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to have to say I told you so. But I said it at the beginning of this whole thing. When they climbed into all these sports leagues, climbed into bed with these gambling services. There's only one thing that I can think of that can take sports down.
Gambling.
A big, huge gambling ring mess. Operation and mess. Nothing else could end sports as we know it. But if you ever get to a point where people don't think these games are on the up and up, sports would take a hit that it would have trouble coming back from, at least for a long while.
That's true.
Ask the Black Sox scandal in 1919.
Here's a tweet that I saw earlier today that kind of sums up everything about the betting world right now, and it goes like this. And it's a quote. It's like a fake thing. Welcome back to SportsCenter, presented by ESPN Bet. For more on the Ohtani situation, we go to our FanDuel MLB insider, Jeff Passan, at our DraftKings studio in Los Angeles, brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook. Jeff, how could something like this happen?
It's me.
It's true.
Yeah, it's a good tweet.
It's true.
A good tweet. Yeah, everything's sponsored by a gambling service now.
Don't come out and say, well, we tell people to gamble responsibly when you are just rolling in the money that's coming your way.
We can do a gambling segment because we're not rolling in any money.
No, we're not
making
anything.
And we're not betting any money.
And we're not making you spend money either. So it's just this thing does bother me, and I hope.
All right, with all that said, what did we bet on last night?
Good call, Chris. Get me rolling.
What did we bet on?
Montana State and Grambling State. Montana State was a 4.5-point favorite in this one, and you chose Montana State. I chose Grambling because they're Tigers and they beat Bobcats. And Grambling State won 88-81
in overtime.
In overtime,
good game. Good game.
Colorado, they were 3-point favorites over Boise State. Both Chris and I, for some reason, had faith in Boise. They lost by 7, 60-53, and they didn't show up.
It was a bad effort. Bad game for Boise State.
BYU, 10-point favorites over Duquesne. Now, here's where I'm a little bit of a dumb.
I don't understand what you were thinking here.
I don't either, but I picked BYU. You picked Duquesne. But in my bracket, I picked Duquesne to beat BYU, so this makes no sense. You are right in this one, though, because Duquesne won outright. Arizona, 20.5-point favorites over Long Beach State. And you chose Arizona. I chose Long Beach State. Arizona wins by 20.
Yes,
85-65.
There's that hook again.
Yeah.
And this is why, it's this reason number 500 why you shouldn't bet on these guys. The game was decided, the gambling part of it was decided in the last 2.5 minutes by guys from the end of both teams' benches, because all the starters had come out, and you have guys that never even play attempting shots that are deciding who wins millions of dollars.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that inherently right off the bat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was watching into that game.
That is, I don't want my money resting on the guy who has
water boy.
Yeah.
Who's coming in and taking a 3-point shot to decide whether I win my bet.
Just so he gets a stat.
Yeah.
The next one was the Celtics, 10.5-point favorites over the Milwaukee Bucks without Giannis. Chris chose the Bucks. I chose the Celtics. Celtics won, but they did not cover. They won by 3, 122-119.
This is the old backdoor.
Backdoor.
The Celtics were way ahead, and then the Bucks got it close at the end to beat the spread.
And then the Dodgers and the Padres, we did a total score over under 8.5. Thankfully, we both went over.
Yeah,
because
it was over in the first
26.
Inning. Yeah, 26 runs today. All right, so we both went 3-3 last night is how it all turns out. For the week, I'm having a good week, Scrabe. I'm 11-4. You are 7-8. So you got to make up a little ground. As we take a look at the game coming up in about an hour between Colorado State and Texas. Texas Longhorns favored by 3. My wife went to Colorado State. I cannot bet against them if I want to eat dinner tonight. I'll take the Rams. Who are you going with? You went to CSU, so.
I did.
Are you going to stick with them?
Who's the 3-point favorite?
Texas is favored
right.
by 3.
That's right. I'm going to pick Colorado State.
You should.
I'm going to.
Hopefully the Mountain West is on to something this year. Kansas is 7.5 over Samford. That seems like a really low spread.
Yeah.
Even though Kansas is without its leading scorer, it's still Kansas. And it's still Samford.
Yes.
You're only getting 7.5 points. Do you have the guts to take Samford?
No.
You do not.
No.
I don't either. I can just see Kansas. I don't know. Kansas hasn't impressed me at all this year, but
they've lost some games that they should have won.
A lot of games. But most of them were on the road. This is a neutral site. San Diego State tomorrow morning is 7 over UAB. I can't do my usual... I'm going to take UAB to try and jinx them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even do that. I have to go all in on the Aztecs here and just keep my fingers crossed that they can make some shots tomorrow morning. I'll take the Aztecs.
Give me the Aztecs, baby.
All right. And now here is the bet of the year. Bet of the year, and I probably jinxed it, but here it is. Between San Diego State and UAB, which team will reach 10 points first? Now, we talked about this yesterday. The Aztecs have been outscored in the beginning of a game 15 times in their last 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
They fall behind in every single game. So would you be willing to bet against them in the race to 10 points?
You know
Scraby.
What? Tournament time. I think I was going to go with UAB. I'm going with the Aztecs.
You're going against the grain here.
Yes.
You say Aztecs get to 10 first.
Yep.
As much as I love the Aztecs, they never get to 10 first.
So
I will
UAB.
Take UAB there.
All right.
One more game tomorrow. I'm really keeping an interest on this New Mexico team, which won the Mountain West tournament. They're 2.5-point favorite over Clemson. Despite the fact New Mexico's the 11th seed.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And Clemson's the 6th seed.
And your wife picked Clemson to win before you asked her to change it.
She did. She originally, her first bracket she turned in had Clemson. I said, you got to turn in another one. That's just not going to happen. Clemson's not winning the national title. All right, I'm first here. I'm going to stick with the Mountain West. UNM.
UNM.
Yes. Who do you like here?
I don't want to see Jalen House running around.
I don't either. I don't really either.
But I have to stick with the Mountain West and go on New Mexico.
I mean, keep in mind how bad the Mountain West beat the ACC the other night, the way Colorado State drubbed Virginia.
Yeah,
so
true.
Clemson wasn't as good as Virginia this year.
No, not at all.
At least in record. One NBA game tonight. Denver is 8.5 points at home over the New York Knickerbockers.
Denver minus 8, Knicks.
Yeah, we know Denver's, one of the Western standings are very, very tight right now. Still got Oklahoma City on top, but Denver's only a half game behind. The Knicks are having a great year. They're fourth in the East. Only 2.5 games out of second. So, Knicks have played very well. Knicks are 19-14 on the road this year, which is really, really good.
That is really good.
Who do you like here?
I'm
Denver by 8.
No, I'm going Knicks. I'm
going to
Knicks.
Knicks blew out the Warriors
they
the other
did.
Night.
They did. That's why I'm going Knicks.
I'm
going to
go with the Knicks as well. I like the 8.5. They're playing well. Knickerbockers, Tom Thibodeau's team.
Tom Thibodeau.
All right, Nevada continues to lead Dayton by 11 with 11 minutes to go.
Come on, Dayton.
Oregon's up 11 on South Carolina, only 1:48 left in that game. So keep an eye on your brackets. We'll keep an eye on ours. And when we come back after a check of traffic, kind of an extension of the Daily Gambit today, the Shohei Ohtani story. I would love to preview it for you right now. but it'll probably change by the time we come back from commercial.
That's a good point.
So we'll give you the latest on what's happening with that mess as Gwen and Chris rolls on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's all over in Pittsburgh. The 11-seed Oregon has taken down the 6-seed South Carolina. Final score, Oregon 87. South Carolina 73. Oregon won rather easily. Another victory for the Pac-12. And another victory for an 11 seed. Two 11 seeds have played today. They both have won. Duquesne, knocked off BYU. And now Oregon has knocked off South Carolina. So seven games are done. Adam Klug just busted in here, waving his bracket around. He's a He's a perfect 7-0.
Hey, if I had a 7-0 bracket, I'd be
waving it around too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 6-1, which is, you know, not bad for me. I'm expecting to collapse at any moment. There is one game in progress, and right now it is looking very good for the Mountain West Conference here. Well, that's, you're just booing, you're not booing the conference,
no.
You're booing your pick of Dayton to advance deep into the tournament, because Nevada is running away from Dayton now, 56-39.
It's pretty sad.
7 minutes remaining in that one. The night session gets underway in about 45 minutes, but pretty soon we'll have 8 games in as the NCAA March Madness is underway. Now, madness is a good word to describe what is happening with this whole situation swirling around Shohei Ohtani, the Dodger superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to want to talk about this right now. I got asked about it 3 times last night at softball.
It's a big story.
It's a big deal. The problem with talking about it is it's almost impossible to understand what exactly is happening. Now, I can tell you that the very latest story, which came out within the last half hour, is this. Representatives of Dodger superstar Shohei Ohtani have contacted law enforcement authorities and have asked them to investigate, quote, a massive theft of money from the player. Major League Baseball source told ESPN that the league has not been contacted by the federal authorities. MLB's next step will be to gather facts, which could take some time. And we don't have a lot of facts. What we have is a lot of possibilities right now.
We have a lot of sweeping around.
We believe that $4.5 million was transferred from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaking operation. We don't know who transferred the money. I've heard reports that say Ohtani transferred the money.
It came from his account.
I have heard, well, doesn't mean that if he didn't, if somebody broke into his account, then he would not have transferred the money.
True.
I'm just saying that's a possibility. Again, we don't know for sure. There's a lot of people who say his interpreter stole the money from Ohtani in order to cover gambling debts. The people who are on the Ohtani gave him the money wagon say that Ohtani was just trying to help protect him from losing money, and not losing money, but at least give him the money to cover his bets because he was trying to help him out.
Which is enabling.
The storylines change, and that's why it's hard to have an opinion on this. But the one thing I can say is with pretty good certainty, right, is that gambling is the reason this is an issue. Apparently, his interpreter lost $4.5 million gambling, or was about to, and needed this money. Now, whether he stole it from Ohtani, Ohtani gave it to him, we don't know yet. According to sources, Ohtani does not gamble. All right, but according to those same sources, all of this money was to cover his interpreter's gambling losses. So, if you didn't have gambling addiction as his interpreter, the money probably wouldn't be stolen in the first place. Gambling leads to a lot of other really crappy things, and this is one of them.
That's a good point. Like,
he's not going to steal $4.5 million just on a whim.
No, he's going to do it for a reason.
He's going to do it because he's in desperate danger of being killed by some bookmaker.
Here's what I think happened, and this is not fact.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Make sure you
this
say that.
This is a conscrabacy.
Conscrabacy. Okay, good.
Shohei Ohtani is actually betting. And he accidentally...
Oh, you think he is betting, even though the sources say he's not.
I'm not saying he's betting on baseball. I think that would be extra crazy.
But you think Otani's betting. The sources have told ESPN that...
Bet legally in California the way he was betting.
The sources say Ohtani does not gamble. But that you're just conspiracing that he does.
Conspiracing, yes.
All right.
He does, and he sent the money to the account, but then he realized... He accidentally sent it from an account that could be traced back to him because it was Shohei Ohtani's account. So then this whole process went forward of trying to get the interpreter to be
the fall guy. Okay, so you're trying to make... Okay, so that's a...
I know that's a little out there.
That's way out there. That's a conscrabacy, and we are miles away from that actually being true.
Why do we just take his word for it, though?
I'm not taking his word for it, but...
Baseball is. Baseball's not even investigating him right now.
That's not true. It says right here, Major League Baseball source said that the league is going to begin to gather facts. So they're going to investigate.
How long is it going to take them to gather facts?
It may take them a while.
This to them.
I mean, everybody's saying something different right now. Don't automatically assume. I know there's people who say you can't touch Ohtani, so baseball is going to cover it up. You know, Michael Jordan was involved in a lot of gambling issues when he was a player. And, you know, there's some people to this day who think that David Stern kicked him out of the league for a year and a half. That it wasn't a retirement.
Yeah.
Now, there's really nothing to support that. That's also another conscrabacy.
That's a conspiracy.
Using your word.
Yes.
But Jordan was involved with gambling a lot of money. And that was pretty much proven. And... I think the league went after Jordan to a certain extent to try and get him to calm some of that down. I don't know that it ever worked, but you know, Jordan has so much money. Charles Barkley's another guy.
Yeah,
gambles, thousands and thousands of dollars, and is online is saying, "I can gamble it because I have it." That's Barkley's take. I don't know that that's necessarily the best attitude to have.
No, but
that's,
if you're doing it legally, there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, if you have the money and you want to use it for entertainment, I guess it's okay. But the bottom line is gambling leads to other really negative things.
Totally. You're right. Spot on. If he doesn't have a gambling problem, his interpreter, then this is not happening.
Then this hasn't happened.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I don't want to get on a high horse, but we had our friend Chet Forty, who worked with us many years ago at the old sports talk station here. One of the most beloved guys I ever knew and helped take care of me on my way up and a ton of other guys. You know, Chet was the director of Monday Night Football. Chet also had a major gambling problem. And he admitted that he, from time to time, would not show a replay on the Monday Night Football game if it might affect his wager.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Now, that's way back when, okay? But the other problem with Chet's gambling problem is that he ended up owing tons of money later in his life. And he talked about it often and was under extreme stress away from the radio show.
Yes.
I don't mean to speak out of school here, but I know that Chet was very open about a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to, you know, give secrets about a guy who's, you know, passed away. I loved him more than anything. My point I'm trying to make is his gambling problems caused him so much stress late in his life that I don't know if that stress didn't contribute to him passing a little earlier than he might have. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm no doctor, but I know that stress kills.
It does, and especially stress like when you're gambling and when your money's on the line and then you win and you get that rush of, oh my gosh, I won, and then you go put money down and then you lose and now you're down.
Chet was very, I mean, I have a good friend of mine who was getting into gambling as a young kid. He went to speak with Chet Forty at the radio station, and Chet Forty took him aside for a couple of hours and changed this kid's life. Said,
good.
Don't let happen to you what happened to me.
Good. Because that's exactly what needs to happen. And I wish there was more outreach about gambling with all the gambling that we do now. And I talked about it last night. Gambling is an addiction just like any other addiction. It's just like alcohol addiction. It's just like drugs. It could be anything. Addictions, to me, if they're affecting your life, then they're a bad addiction. And gambling can easily turn into that.
Yes, but the NBA and the NHL and Major League Baseball and the NFL feel like if they just put a little three-word sentence at the bottom of their gambling ad,
yeah,
please gamble responsibly. And if you think you have a problem, call this number.
1-800-GAMBLER. I'm going to repeat that. 1-800-GAMBLER for everybody. Yeah. Seriously.
But I don't think that works. Don't tell me that gambling is the resource. Number one thing to do.
It's a good resource.
Oh, no, the resource works, but you're giving a 45-minute second ad on gambling and all the fun you can have gambling, and then for 1 second at the end you're saying, but if you think you have a problem, call us.
It's like
that's not
like
a good exchange.
Alcohol commercials and beer commercials at the end, please drink responsibly.
Yeah.
And that's never changed, right? Hasn't that been the tagline for years?
Right. Hopefully people that listen to this show are, you know, take it remotely seriously.
They do.
Gamble money you have. Use it as a fun, you know, like fantasy sports. Don't be betting money that you have or don't have.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get in a league, you have some fun. That is a sport. That is a form of gambling. Make no mistake.
If you have to make a decision between food and your bets tonight, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. I believe you need food to live.
All right, 3:32 is the time. Dayton's trying to make one last charge.
I see
Scrabe.
It. I see it.
They're down 9 now with 5 minutes to play. So we'll keep an eye on that. It's the only NCAA tournament game going at the moment. But Gwen and Chris is going until 6 o'clock. Steve Alford's one of my favorite guys. Could he be choking away a 17-point lead in the final 8 minutes? Oh, the madness of March. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris, everybody. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace, where we have watched Dayton go on a 14-0 run. They were down 17.
Knew I loved the Flyers.
And now they are down 3, and there's still 3 minutes to go. Nevada 56, Dayton 53. Mm. Now they just changed it to 52. I think they're calling that last shot a 2-point or not a 3. But regardless, Dayton is right back in this game after Nevada looked like they were just going to cruise to the victory.
They're missing everything right now.
Nevada is.
Yeah.
Well, Dayton missed everything at the end of the first half.
That's true.
When Nevada went on a 16-0 run. Now it's Dayton's turn to be on a big run. Everything else from the morning group of games has gone final. Illinois beat Morehead State. Illinois will face Duquesne. Yes, Duquesne knocked off BYU. North Carolina won big over Wagner. Michigan State took out Mississippi State. It was Arizona over Long Beach State. It was also Oregon just a little while ago polishing off South Carolina.
Ha!
Sorry. Dayton just hit another 3.
The only reason I care is because Dayton is going far in my bracket.
Yeah, they tied it up. Now it's a 17-0 run for Dayton. Game is tied, 56-all, 2:30 to go. I won't need to broadcast it for you. If Dayton makes any more baskets, Scraby will just yell.
I will refrain
over
not.
The program.
I will try not to.
The other final, Creighton beat Akron earlier today. Dayton finally had the run ended. North Carolina or Nevada just hit a bucket. So 58-56, Nevada, 2:10 to go. This one's coming right down to the wire, and that's the madness. We love it, March Madness, and you shouldn't be rooting for Dayton.
I know. It goes against everything I've been saying.
But, you know, it might work out for you, Scrabe. It's a great comeback they have made, certainly, in this game. All right. We are going to get into some other fun stuff that's going on in the sports world right now. And we call this segment the 30-mile zone because it tackles some subjects that are a little more lighthearted.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30-mile zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, very quickly, this segment is brought to you by our friends at Spiro's Mediterranean Food. If you love Mediterranean like I do, Spiro's, for dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com.
All right. So as Chris said, this 30-mile zone segment is basically just sports gossip. So.
Well, we've done a lot of serious talk here on the gambling stuff, so let's lighten the mood a little.
All right, let's go. And we're going to start with actually something that happened in the Padres game last night and something that happened with Fernando Tatis Jr. last night. It's kind of funny, actually. So before the game, the entertainment was a Korean pop band. And I don't
know. K-pop?
No, it's not K-pop.
Oh, there is a band called K-pop?
It's Soyoung, Minnie, Miyoung, Yuki, and Shahua.
I didn't need to know who it was.
They were performing on the field before the game. And Fernando was stretching. And the cameras caught Fernando about maybe like 20 feet away or something. Just continuing to stretch while he's watching the show, Chris. So he has like literally
front row
seat in the house, and all he's doing is just stretching.
Yeah.
And people thought that was pretty funny.
Attaboy, Fernando.
Yeah, attaboy, Fernando.
Yeah.
All right. So that one is in the books.
That
next
reminds
one.
Me, what was the guy? Do you remember? It was a kicker in the Super Bowl. The Bengals kicker or punter.
Oh, no, it was the kicker.
Evan, it was the kicker. McPherson.
Yeah.
Remember he came out at halftime to watch
Eminem.
Eminem perform.
He did.
That was funny.
That was funny.
So,
people got mad at that, too.
Yeah, people were not happy. Super Bowl and the kicker's out there during halftime watching. You know, let's take a break from the 30-mile zone because this game's too good.
You keep watching. I'll keep talking.
Well, we got a minute to go. The clock's running. Dayton's got the ball down by one. I think people want to find out what's going to happen here. Dayton's on a 22-3 run after they were down 17. They just scored a bucket to take the lead. So it's Dayton 61, Nevada 60. They were down 17 points with like 7 minutes to go.
Wow.
They've outscored them 22-4, an 18-point spread, and now timeout. So go ahead back with the 30-mile zone, and we'll let you know what happens
all
here.
Right.
But right now, Dayton 61, Nevada 60, and it'll be Nevada ball following the timeout.
Chris, do you remember a show named Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I do remember that show, and my answer to that question was always no.
Yeah, those questions were kind of hard, actually.
Right.
They're trying to reboot it, and they're going to target one person for being the host of it. It's an NFL player.
An NFL player is going to host it. Should I be able to guess who this is?
Yeah.
I should.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a current NFL player?
Oh, yeah.
Current, what, loud NFL player? Is that
loud,
why?
Media loud.
Media loud. Odell Beckham Jr.?
No.
Oh.
Travis Kelce is being tabbed to be the next host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Travis Kelce is going to get tabbed to do everything with hope that Taylor Swift will come along for the ride.
I think she will. You're saying that people are going to give him jobs because of his girlfriend, which is kind of maybe true.
Kind of maybe?
Kind of maybe. I don't want to say it is. I don't want to say it's not. It's kind of maybe, Chris.
All right.
Not going to commit
kinda,
either
I think
way.
It's kind of yes. I mean, Travis Kelce's a good guy. He's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer, etc. But enough already.
Yes, enough
really,
already.
Let somebody else get in on some of the action.
I agree.
It's not all Travis Kelce and the rest of us in the world.
No, it is. It is.
Okay.
Did you see James Harden last night guard
Kawhi
Leonard?
Oh, my God, that was the funniest thing ever, and we'll talk about it in a second, but right now it's Nevada ball. I can just say, if I was listening to the radio right now and the game was going on and I wasn't telling you what's going on.
This is your day.
I'd be frustrated. So I want to know. Nevada's got the ball. There's 23 seconds. They're down by one. The clock is running. Guy's just standing around. He just lost the ball. Dayton stole the ball.
Wow.
15 seconds left. Nevada foul.
Ooh.
So Dayton will go to the free throw line.
Ooh, Adam just went to the window, too. I think his bracket's coming to an end here.
Yeah, Adam said he was going to be 8-0 because he picked Nevada.
He was like, I got Nevada. It's fine.
So much for that.
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, there's still 15 seconds left.
22-4 run.
He dribbled it off of his foot.
It happens.
That's nerves right there. That's got to be nerves. So, and What is that guy? There was a Nevada player that just walked up to the guy at the free throw line to say something to him. I don't know what that was.
Don't choke.
Go ahead, Chris.
Two free throws, 15 seconds left. It's not a one and one. It's a two free throw situation. First one is good, 62-60. 23-4. I mean, Nevada had this game so locked up. 17-point lead with 7 minutes left. They've been outscored by 19.
Where is this game? I think it's Salt Lake.
It is in, let's see, yeah, Salt Lake City is right.
Dayton traveled well.
And you would have thought that the altitude might have been affecting a team like Dayton that doesn't play at altitude.
No, they play at...
It apparently hasn't affected them. They just hit the second free throw. They're on a 24-4 run to close the game. Alford's diagramming a three-point play to try and tie it.
That's a brutal way to go into the offseason if you're a team. You blew a 24-point lead or 20-point lead or whatever it was.
I want Nevada to win because I want good things for the Mountain West Conference. But anytime Alford and BYU can lose on the same day, it's not exactly the worst day of my life.
That's true.
All right, go ahead and...
Bye, Adam. Bye.
Bye to your bracket, Adam. Your perfect bracket.
He just walked by.
Yeah.
So, back to Kawhi Leonard and James Harden.
No, this was hilarious. If you didn't see the video, you got to put this video up. It's like you see this and you're like, what is going on?
It's very true.
We've all watched 1,000 NBA plays in our lives. All right, Sorry to interrupt you, but we got to do the last 15 seconds, see what happens with Nevada. They're dribbling the length of the floor. They need a three to tie. Dayton not a foul. Don't let him shoot a three. Foul him. He shot a tough three. No good. 2 seconds left. Blackshear to tie it. No. Air ball. Dayton pulled it out. How do you like that, Scraby? Your bracket is still alive.
That was stressful.
Dayton 63, Nevada 60. Nevada is going to have a miserable offseason.
I love it when the bench players are so excited.
They blew a 17-point lead with 7 minutes to play.
That's brutal.
That is brutal, but Dayton has advanced.
Yes, they
will
are.
Take on Arizona That's in the second
win.
Round.
All right. We're going to finally finish this.
Yes, we have a break between games for the next 10 minutes or so. You ruined it, Adam. You came in and said that you had a perfect bracket. You don't anymore.
Thank you, Adam, for letting Dayton win for me.
Way to go.
All right, so James Harden, they are up 21 points. The Clippers are. And it's 429, according to the clip, left in the third quarter. So James Harden's dribbling down the court. He passes it to Kawhi Leonard in the corner. And then he goes and tries to guard Kawhi Leonard as he's shooting the three. He closed him out. James Harden has a reason for this, though, because many people thought this was just like a brain fart because I can't ever imagine anyone guarding their own guy. But he said that he was trying to lighten the mood and get the Clippers out of the fog that they've been in lately when he was asked about this whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was a method to his madness, and yeah. I mean madness. That was madness by James Harden. He ran out and guarded his own guy shooting a shot.
He did. I'm going to put this back up.
If you see the video, you're going to be like, what in the world is he doing?
I had to watch it like 3 times because I wasn't really sure what I was watching because I've never seen that before.
Nobody's ever seen that before.
Let's see. I was going to talk about this one, but you don't care about Love is Blind. You know, I got to say, there's not much out there today, Chris.
All right. It's quiet. 30-mile zone.
I really looked very hard and not much going on, so we're going to have to...
Well, you had one on the Paris Olympics. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Are you not sharing that one? No, I'm not going to bring that up.
Why can't you share that?
Okay, well, let me go find it. Wait a second. The NFL is not banning the tush push?
Of course they're not. Why should they?
I guess Troy Vincent, NFL executive, announced today that league officials will not hear a proposal on the play in its annual meeting in Orlando next week.
There's no reason to ban it. There's only one team that's really good at it, and they shouldn't be penalized for being good at it. And if you don't like it, then get good at it yourself. Every other team boxes it up. The Eagles are the only one it works for. I don't see why you should ban it.
Some teams don't even try.
They shouldn't because they don't know what they're doing.
But now that
Kelsey's retired, yeah. Jason Kelce, not yeah. Travis, but now that Jason Kelce's retired, maybe even the Eagles won't be that good at it anymore.
I don't think they will because I think he was the secret.
I think the tush push is going to be a fad, And it'll go away.
I'm trying to... I know what I want to talk about. On a side note of a conspiracy, do you know why this Shohei Ohtani news came out, Chris?
Oh.
Because we have not seen Kate Middleton yet. And don't tell me that video of Kate Middleton is Kate Middleton, because it's not Kate Middleton. She doesn't disappear for 2 months, show up at a farmer's market, do a video, and then not say anything about it.
Okay.
There you go. That's all I got to say.
So wait,
about
the Ohtani news came out as a distraction from Kate Middleton?
We all forgot about Kate Middleton.
So now you're blaming the Ohtani news on the Royals.
Yes. All right, I found that
I love I love conscrabacies, but when they're really stupid, I don't love them.
This is one of my worst 30-mile zones. But what I'm going to say is Chris is forcing me to do this story.
I don't know why I'm... This isn't a... What is wrong? What is the matter with it?
Anyway, relations between athletes at the Olympics is not prohibited at the Olympics this time around.
Okay.
They call it an intimacy ban, and it has been lifted. The Olympic Village will be stocked with 300,000 condoms, Chris.
Well, they've had condoms there in the past.
I know that they have, but that's a lot.
How many?
300,000?
Wow. Is anybody going to take any time to compete in their events?
I don't know. That's a lot of condoms.
A lot of relations going
14,
on.
14,500 athletes are going to have access to this.
Okay.
And they're making sure that no unwanted pregnancies happen.
All right. Well, if they're going to do it anyway, if they're going to have relations, we might as well try to make it protected.
I get it. Yeah.
Seems smart.
I get it, too.
But the story is the fact that in Paris, they're not encouraging it, but they're not banning it as they have in the past.
Yeah, they
Everybody
haven't.
Had to,
yeah.
like... Everybody had to run around in secret in the past.
Yes, yes.
Now
yes.
you don't have to run around in as much secret.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, athletes like relations as much as anyone else likes relations.
Well,
I don't know why you're having a problem with this.
I don't have any problem with it, but can you imagine?
Well, you had a problem with even giving the story out.
Well, I didn't think it...
I didn't get that.
I didn't think it was family friendly.
Well, not everything on the show is family friendly.
Okay, you're right.
Some of the people have to grow up in a hurry to be listeners to this show.
That is true, Chris. Have to grow up in a hurry. All right, that's really all I got. I thought I had more. I was very confident about this segment until we got into it.
Yeah. All right. We'll give you a quick update on the NCAA tournament scoreboard. We told you just moments ago, Dayton finished with a 24-4 run over the last 7 minutes to wipe out a 17-point deficit and beat Nevada 63-60. Oregon beat South Carolina 87-73. So another win for the Pac-12 and another win for the 11 seed. Earlier today, another 11 seed, Duquesne, surprised BYU 71-67. Everything else went pretty much according to plan. North Carolina beat Wagner 90-62. Arizona by 20 over Long Beach State 85-65. They didn't beat the spread though. Keyshawn Johnson had 13 points, 5 rebounds in that
game. Good for him.
Arizona.
Good for him.
Yeah, well, he's making enough money. He ought to produce. He took, reportedly a lot of money to go to Arizona. Creighton beat Akron 77-60. Illinois, after a close game for a while, pulled away from Morehead State 85-69. And Michigan...
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30-mile zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, very quickly, this segment is brought to you by our friends at Spiro's Mediterranean Food. If you love Mediterranean like I do, Spiro's... For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com.
All right. So as Chris said, this 30-mile zone segment is basically just sports gossip. So.
Well, we've done a lot of serious talk here on the gambling stuff, so let's lighten the mood a little.
All right, let's go. And we're going to start with actually something that happened in the Padres game last night and something that happened with Fernando Tatis Jr. last night. It's kind of funny, actually. So before the game, the entertainment was a Korean pop band, and I don't
K-pop.
No, it's not K-pop.
Oh, there is a band called K-pop?
It's Soyoung, Minnie, Miyoung, Yuki, and Shahua.
I didn't need to know who it was.
They were performing on the field before the game, and Fernando was stretching. And the cameras caught Fernando about maybe like 20 feet away or something, just continuing the stretch while he's watching the show, Chris. So he has like literally
front row
seat in the house, and all he's doing is just stretching.
Yeah.
And people thought that was pretty funny.
Attaboy, Fernando.
Yeah, attaboy, Fernando.
Yeah.
All right. So that one is in the books.
That
next
reminds
one.
Me, what was the guy? Do you remember? It was a kicker in the Super Bowl. The Bengals kicker or punter.
Oh, no, it was the kicker.
Evan, it was the kicker. McPherson.
Yeah.
Remember he came out at halftime to watch
Eminem.
Eminem perform.
He did.
That was funny.
That was funny.
So,
people got mad at that, too.
Yeah, people were not happy. Super Bowl and the kicker's out there during halftime watching. You know, let's take a break from the 30-mile zone because this game's too good.
You keep watching. I'll keep talking.
Well, we got a minute to go. The clock's running. Dayton's got the ball down by one. I think people want to find out what's going to happen here. Dayton's on a 22-3 run after they were down 17. They just scored a bucket to take the lead. So it's Dayton 61, Nevada 60. They were down 17 points with like 7 minutes to go.
Wow.
They've outscored them 22-4, an 18-point spread, and now timeout. So go ahead back with the 30-mile zone, and we'll let you know what happens
all
here.
Right.
But right now, Dayton 61, Nevada 60, and it'll be Nevada ball following the timeout.
Chris, do you remember a show named Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I do remember that show, and my answer to that question was always no.
Yeah, those questions were kind of hard, actually.
Right.
They're trying to reboot it, and they're going to target one person for being the host of it. It's an NFL player.
An NFL player is going to host it. Should I be able to guess who this is?
Oh, yeah.
I should.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a current NFL player?
Oh, yeah.
Current, what, loud NFL player? Is that
loud,
why?
Media loud.
Media loud. Odell Beckham Jr.?
No.
Oh.
Travis Kelce is being tabbed to be the next host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Travis Kelce is going to get tabbed to do everything with hope that Taylor Swift will come along for the ride.
I think she will. Oh, like you're saying that people are going to give him jobs because of his girlfriend, which is kind of maybe true.
Kind of maybe?
Kind of maybe. I don't want to say it is. I don't want to say it's not. It's kind of maybe, Chris.
All right.
Not going to commit
kinda,
either
I think
way.
It's kind of yes. I mean, Travis Kelce's a good guy. He's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer, etc. But enough already.
Yes, enough
really,
already.
Let somebody else get in on some of the action.
I agree.
It's not all Travis Kelce and the rest of us in the world.
No, it is. It is.
Okay.
Did you see James Harden last night guard
Kawhi
Leonard?
Oh, my God, that was the funniest thing ever, and we'll talk about it in a second. But right now, it's Nevada ball. I can just say, if I was listening to the radio right now and the game was going on and I wasn't telling you
I'm
what's going
you go.
On.
This is your day.
I'd be frustrated. So I want to know. Nevada's got the ball. There's 23 seconds. They're down by one. The clock is running. Guy's just standing around. He just lost the ball. Dayton stole the ball.
Wow.
15 seconds left. Nevada foul.
Ooh.
So Dayton will go to the free throw line.
Ooh, Adam just went to the window, too. I think his bracket's coming to an end here.
Yeah, Adam said he was going to be 8-0 because he picked Nevada.
He was like, I got Nevada. It's fine.
So much for that.
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, there's still 15 seconds left.
22-4 run.
He dribbled it off of his foot.
It happens.
That's nerves right there. That's got to be nerves. So, and what is that guy? There was a Nevada player that just walked up to the guy at the free throw line to say something to him. I don't know what that
said,
was.
Said, don't choke.
Dayton, ahead,
two free throws, 15 seconds left. It's not a 1-1. It's a two free throw situation. First one is good, 62-60, 23-4. I mean, Nevada had this game so locked up. 17-point lead. With 7 minutes left, they've been outscored by 19.
Where is this game? I think it's Salt Lake.
It is in, let's see, yep. Salt Lake City is right.
Dayton traveled well.
And you would have thought that the altitude might have been affecting a team like Dayton that doesn't play at altitude.
No, they play at...
It apparently hasn't affected them. They just hit the second free throw. They're on a 24-4 run to close the game. Alford's diagramming a three-point play to try and tie it.
That's a brutal way to go into the offseason if you're a team. You blew a 24-point lead or 20-point lead or whatever it was.
I want Nevada to win because I want good things for the Mountain West Conference. But anytime Alford and BYU can lose on the same day, it's not exactly the worst day of my life.
That's true.
All right, go ahead and
bye, Adam. Bye.
Bye to your bracket, Adam. Your perfect bracket.
He just walked by.
Yeah.
So back to Kawhi Leonard and James Harden.
No, this was hilarious. If you didn't see the video, you got to put this video up. It's like you see this and you're like, what is going on?
It's very true.
We've all watched 1,000 NBA plays in our lives. All right, sorry to interrupt you, but we got to do the last 15 seconds, see what happens with Nevada. They're dribbling the length of the floor. They need a three to tie. Dayton ought a foul. Don't let him shoot a three. Foul him. He shot a tough three. No good. 2 seconds left. Blackshear to tie it. No. Air ball. Dayton pulled it out. How do you like that, Scraby? Your bracket is still alive.
That was stressful.
Dayton 63, Nevada 60. Nevada is going to have a miserable offseason.
I love it when the bench players are so excited.
They blew a 17-point lead with 7 minutes to play.
That's brutal.
That is brutal, but Dayton has advanced.
Yes, they
will
are.
Take on Arizona That's in the second
win.
Round.
All right. We're going to finally finish this.
Yes, we have a break between games for the next 10 minutes or so. You ruined it, Adam. You came in and said that you had a perfect bracket. You don't anymore.
Thank you, Adam, for letting Dayton win for me.
Way to go.
All right, so James Harden, they are up 21 points. The Clippers are. And it's 429, according to the clip, left in the third quarter. So James Harden's dribbling down the court. He passes it to Kawhi Leonard in the corner. And then he goes and tries to guard Kawhi Leonard as he's shooting the three.
I know.
He closed him out. James Harden has a reason for this, though, because many people thought this was just like a brain fart because I can't ever imagine anyone guarding their own guy. But he said that he was trying to lighten the mood and get the Clippers out of the fog that they've been in lately when he was asked about this whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was a method to his madness, and yeah. I mean madness. That was madness by James Harden. He ran out and guarded his own guy shooting
a
shot.
He did. I'm going to put this back up.
If you see the video, you're going to be like, what in the world is he doing?
I had to watch it like 3 times because I wasn't really sure what I was watching because I've never seen that before.
Nobody's ever seen that before.
Let's see. I was going to talk about this one, but you don't care about Love is Blind. You know, I got to say, there's not much out there today, Chris.
All right. It's quiet. 30-mile zone.
I really looked very hard and not much going on, so we're going to have to...
Well, you had one on the Paris Olympics. I thought that was kind of interesting.
I'm not going to bring that one up. No, I'm not going to bring that up.
Why can't you share that?
Okay, well, let me go find it. Wait a second. The NFL is not banning the tush push?
Of course they're not. Why should they?
I guess Troy Vincent, NFL executive, announced today that league officials will not hear a proposal on the play in its annual meeting in Orlando next week.
There's no reason to ban it. There's only one team that's really good at it, and they shouldn't be penalized for being good at it. And if you don't like it, then get good at it yourself. Every other team boxes it up. The Eagles are the only one it works for. I don't see why you should ban it.
Some teams don't even try.
They shouldn't because they don't know what they're doing.
But
now that Kelsey's retired, Jason Kelsey, Travis, but now that Jason Kelsey's retired, maybe even the Eagles won't be that good at it anymore.
I don't think they will because I think he was the secret.
I think the tush push is going to be a fad and it'll go away.
I'm trying to... I know what I wanted to talk about. On a side note of a conspiracy, do you know why this Shohei Ohtani news came out, Chris?
Oh.
Because we have not seen Kate Middleton yet. And don't tell me that video of Kate Middleton is Kate Middleton, because it's not Kate Middleton. She doesn't disappear for 2 months, show up at a farmer's market, do a video, and then not say anything about it.
Okay.
There you go. That's all I got to say.
So wait,
about
the Ohtani news came out as a distraction from Kate Middleton?
We all forgot about Kate Middleton.
So now you're blaming the Ohtani news on the Royals.
Yes. All right, I found that.
I love conscrabacies, but when they're really stupid, I don't love them.
This is one of my worst 30-mile zones. But what I'm going to say is Chris is forcing me to do this story.
I don't know why I'm... This isn't a... What is wrong? What is the matter with it?
Anyway, relations between athletes at the Olympics is not prohibited at the Olympics this time around.
Okay.
They call it an intimacy ban, and it has been lifted. The Olympic Village will be stocked with 300,000 condoms, Chris.
Well, they've had condoms there in the past.
I know that they have, but that's a lot. That's a lot.
Like, how many?
300,000?
Wow. Is anybody going to take any time to compete in their events?
I don't know. That is so... Yeah. That is a lot of... condoms.
Sounds like a lot of relations going on.
14,500 athletes are going to have access to this.
Okay.
And they're making sure that no unwanted pregnancies happen.
All right. Well, if they're going to do it anyway, if they're going to have relations, we might as well try to make it protected.
I get it. Yeah.
Seems smart.
I get it too.
But the story is the fact that in Paris, they're not encouraging it, but they're not banning it as they have in the past.
Yeah, they
everybody
have,
had to
yeah.
like everybody had to run around in secret in the past.
Yes, yes.
Now
yes.
You don't have to run around in as much secret.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, athletes like relations as much as anyone else likes relations. I don't know why you're having a problem with this.
I don't have any problem with it, but can you imagine?
Well, you had a problem with even giving the story out.
Well, I didn't think it.
I didn't get that.
I didn't think it was family friendly.
Well, not everything on the show is family friendly.
Okay, you're right.
Some of the people have to grow up in a hurry to be listeners to this show.
That is true, Chris. They have to grow up in a hurry. Okay. All right, that's really all I got. I thought I had more. I was very confident about this segment until we got into it.
Yeah. All right. We'll give you a quick update on the NCAA tournament scoreboard. We told you just moments ago, Dayton finished with a 24-4 run over the last 7 minutes to wipe out a 17-point deficit and beat Nevada 63-60. Oregon beat South Carolina 87-73. So another win for the Pac-12 and another win for the 11 seed. Earlier today, another 11 seed, Duquesne, surprised BYU 71-67. Everything else went pretty much according to plan. North Carolina beat Wagner 90-62. Arizona by 20 over Long Beach State 85-65. They didn't beat the spread though. Keyshawn Johnson had 13 points, 5 rebounds in that game.
Good for him.
Arizona.
Good for him.
Yeah, well, he's making enough money. He ought to produce. I mean, he took, you know, reportedly a lot of money to go to Arizona. Creighton beat Akron 77-60. Illinois, after a close game for a while, pulled away from Morehead State 85-69. And Michigan State, in a 9-8 matchup, beat Mississippi State 69-51. My record in the bracket is 6-2. I believe Scraby, thanks to that Dayton maniacal comeback,
yep,
is 7-1. You are. Very good.
I am.
Good start. There's one game that just got started. Colorado State leads Texas 4-2. Obviously, that's early. We'll come back with Chris versus the fans next. If you'd like to play, dial in 833-288-0973. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.